The Chinese leader's comments are in response to a letter from 8 students of Rome Convito Nazionale Vittorio Emanuele II, an Italian boarding school. On the eve of the president's upcoming state visit to Italy, the students wrote him a letter in Chinese to express their expectations for his visit and their willingness to promote friendship between Italy and China. Sophomore student Giovanni Stoppoloni has been learning Mandarin in the boarding school for more than 4 years. Flushed with excitement, he read the letter they wrote to the president.
Dear President Xi, I'm glad to hear that you visit Italy in March. We hope to take this opportunity to share you our experience in learning Chinese and Chinese culture over the years.
Xi Jinping said in his letter that he's very pleased to see that students can express themselves in fluent Chinese. Giovanni says it is the duty of him and his fellow students to introduce Chinese culture to their Italian peers.
It's our duty to let people know the cultural differences between China and Italy, especially the young generation, and people should understand that apart from differences, it's more about cultural commonality.
The prestigious boarding school in Italy has an international high school that teaches science-related courses in Mandarin. The school became the first Italian high school to list Mandarin as a compulsory course in 2009. Principal Paolo Maria Rielli says that he's very proud to receive a letter from the Chinese president.
I feel great honor because I didn't expect to receive a reply from President Xi Jinping. We are super excited. He is one of the most important people in the world. He totally understands the beliefs, efforts, and the dedication behind our career to teach Mandarin. It makes me feel so much happier. We intend to share our successful experience and teaching methods with other schools in Italy that are ready to offer Chinese courses.
The successful teaching methods the principal mentioned begin with the cooperation with Confucius Institute. The boarding school, along with the Confucius Institute of Rome University, established a Confucius classroom in 2010. Zhang Hong with the university program says it is necessary to offer Mandarin courses in this science high school.
Here we have 6 to 8 teachers every year to teach Mandarin and design courses with 2 Italian teachers. There are teachers from other Confucian institutes joining us. We believe that teaching method which combines literature and science, as well as its multilingual design, serves as a way to cultivate international youth leaders and multicultural talents in the era of globalization.
Xi Jinping will leave for a state visit to Italy on Thursday. The trip will also take him to Monaco and France. For CRI, this is Yang Guang.